You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting D.L. Hughley tomorrow night through the weekend. We're going to talk to D.L. next hour, as a matter of fact. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. So I'm reading this story about the airport in Singapore, and I decide that I need to look this up so I can see a picture of what they're talking about. And it goes to a travel magazine. Same story, but the headline reads, the world's best airport is getting even better. Check this out. The Singapore airport has just opened up two gigantic mazes under a large window-filled canopy where you can kill time while you're waiting for your flight.
Oh, I was thinking, I'm late, and you're, trying to run through.
Wandering through the fun maze. It's like a fun park. This is crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Now, if it takes you back to The Shining, that's not so cool, running through the maze. You'll actually wish for a delay so you can explore the newest attractions at the Singapore airport.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is consistently voted the best airport in the entire world. That's pretty cool, dude. They're going to have a hedge maze, which there are pictures of, and they're going to have a maze of mirrors, like a funhouse. Yeah. You're going to want to get it on in there, right?
I like fact that they have this, the greatest airport in the world, and they want to keep it that way, so they keep adding stuff.
They're up in the
game. Yeah, so soon, a roller coaster going in there? I mean, what?
How long before they just have a rodeo that breaks out every hour on the hour? That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And how many times you've been in an airport and wished there was something to do? You know, the best they can offer you is some of them have really nice shopping, but it's at airport prices. So you're paying a full retail on all this stuff.
Like, I'm going to go back to Starbucks again and get another. Yeah. I don't have anything else to do.
We need a mini golf course, and I just need some stuff to kill some time with. I need a video arcade. You don't see those anymore.
Yeah.
Probably because they don't make the machines.
And it's on your phone.
Yeah. You know? I guess you have your video arcade. That's not nearly as fun. I want the big machine. I want to lean on something, man.
You want a DDR.
Yes, with other tired travelers. I want a DDR. That's it. Dance, dance. That's item number one.
Item number two takes us to L.A., where a woman was at a Mexican restaurant with her son on Monday. They put a quarter in one of those toy machines.
Oh, yeah.
And it spit out one of those little plastic eggs with a toy inside.
Oh, cool.
And the toy looked like it was some sort of weird, silly putty. But when her son started playing with it, something inside it ruptured and white powder came out.
Oh, yeah.
She took it to police. They tested it. It turns out it was drugs. They emptied the machine, checked the other prizes, found a total of 4.8 ounces of cocaine.
Oh, wow, the cocaine machine.
And you're getting it for 25 cents. That's a deal.
Yeah, right.
You know, those restaurants are great because they serve you. You know, before you can even sit down, they're giving you the sauce and the chips. By the time you order, they're bringing the food right back. Now you get Coke for 25 cents.
I know. It's an amazing value, Mexican food.
It's a hell of a drug.
Amazing value.
Awesome.
They say it's not clear how it got there. The restaurant claims they had nothing to do with it. Police don't think the company that owns the vending machine was involved either, so they're still investigating at this point. They think it was an isolated incident, but want other parents to be careful as well.
Yeah, but now you know how the food gets out of the kitchen so fast. Everybody in the place.
Underlay, arriba, arriba.
I made the machine, man. All right, finally this. This is the classic Kesha song, Booty Call. Yeah, 27-year-old woman in Clearwater, Florida. It's a magic trick.
Magic trick.
Are you reading the words?
I am.
In case you have to drop it out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, great. I think it's all right. I think ass is okay.
Yeah, we could say
27-year-old
ass.
Woman named Christina in Clearwater, Florida. Monday night, she started texting her boyfriend about a booty call. He never responded, but around 5 o'clock in the morning, she thought that was weird. So she went over to his place and found another chick there.
No.
Oh, and it's on, y'all. It's on now.
It was an ex-girlfriend that went over there?
Yeah, well, it was...
It's not allowed.
yeah,
you have
right?
no right over
yeah,
there.
That's true. You don't. Yeah. You don't. You're right.
Every suspicion you have, it doesn't matter. You're still not allowed to do that.
You got that big X
turns
in
out,
front of your name.
Ronald had moved on to a new girlfriend named Julie.
Aww.
Christina was very upset, so she jumped her. Started punching her in the face.
Oh.
5 o'clock in the morning, dude.
You gotta lock that door and change the locks.
Yeah. Felony burglary. She broke in and jumped this chick.
Wow.
Booty call. Show me that you deserve
it. See, it's even worse because her feelings are hurt now because she didn't. Like, why isn't he calling me back for a booty call?
Right.
You know, booty call. Am I not worth it? I'm worth it.
Oh,
he's making a mistake, you know?
She stewed in it till 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was drunk.
5
a.m.
That couple's in a dead absolutely. Sleep at that point.
Oh,
the bar closed.
They've been banging all night. Yeah, there's y'all.
She wants that ass. She ain't getting it.
Wow. I can honestly say that I have been woken up by someone's ex.
Ooh, scary.
In their bed.
Yikes.
it was yikes. Yeah, it was real yikes. It could have gone a lot worse, but it's actually happened to me. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Big dude, too. He's a bouncer.
Really?
Big. Yeah, and you know me. I'm a buck 55 soaking wet.
What do you do? Grab your pants at that point?
He didn't do
golf,
anything.
Or?
No, he... It's like, I don't know if he was drunk or what. All of a sudden, he's just talking to me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what's going on?
Oh, you're Rick Rumble? Hey, man.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I wasn't Rick Rumble
forever.
Then.
Since I was a teenager.
I was kind of. I was quasi that. I wasn't really that. But yeah. Yeah, since I was a teenager, I wanted you to nail my ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Well, he had moved on, apparently. Apparently, the story I got was that he had moved on to guys.
Oh,
so maybe he was hitting on me. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Piece of that sweet action.
Yeah, there was some sweet action.
You wanted to rumble in the sheets.
Oh, well, I was bringing the heat. I can still reach back and bring some heat.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
Never doubt that.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why we call it
Stupid News.